It's hard to believe how many thousands of reports come out, and often involve incredible observers, witnesses, police officers, military personnel. And so that's always been in the background for me. And it really just took seeing that video and learning about what's happening. Now the Pentagon office is being stood up. Now just this week, NASA dedicating a whole study team to it. And obviously people are becoming aware. And I wrote an op-ed in The Hill. I think you read it, Jay, and I talked about the fact that the only reason we haven't been addressing these early is this stigma associated with some of the fringe elements of people who study these phenomena.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the stigma is starting to dissipate. I think the problem with this issue is that there is a surface level of knowledge that I think is relatively acceptable. Like, there are these advanced platforms that are behaving in ways we can't really explain, and it could potentially be something very interesting. I think that's the kind of surface level blueprint that people are being given in the public. But I mean, I think a lot of people, I mean, I would say I would hasten to guess that there are some elements of the government and the private industry that know, quite a sophisticated level of knowledge on this issue. But even within the UFO research community, there are those of us who have been looking into this for quite some time, some people decades, and there is a lot to unpack with this subject. It's maybe not so simple as just these objects flying around in the sky, and there is a lot to try and address. And so I wonder where the US government's going to try and take this as they progress through this, obviously with the Senate and Congress getting involved. It's still a very basic discussion, and I think that a lot of us know, and perhaps you yourself know, that this subject is actually quite a large nexus of phenomena,
Well, right. I've listened to many of your episodes, and that
Thank
when you
you.
look at it's great what you do. There's a greater awareness people are becoming to I think possess, and that's good that you're fostering that. And you're right. I don't have in fact my faith in the government arriving sooner than anyone else is pretty low. Not that I don't believe in the U.S. government. I was a part of it for 36 years, but government moves slow. There are many stovepipes and red tape, as they call that, and if you just look at what the DoD office is doing, first of all, they're probably not going to share any of their data because most of the data they have is classified. And then with NASA, I think it's going to be the same way, and that's why Avi Loeb of the Galileo Project wrote a kind of
Yeah, I saw
a
that.
lively his articles are terrific. He I think the title of it was, oh
Imitation is
God.
the sincerest form of flattery, I believe was the
That
maybe the title,
absolutely
yeah.
was it. And he talked about NASA basically finally getting on board because he had been doing this for a year. And they wouldn't bring him on board because they said it would be a conflict of interest. And I don't want to go into that, but that ultimately the government is just moved slow. And in fact, interesting, what I'm doing in my main job now as a consultant is I've embraced all these great commercial tech companies who are really getting it, just like some of your kind of, I think, very open-minded host or guests that you've had on. They also are moving faster than our typically sluggish government, and that's really why I wanted to be on your show. Is I think they're not going to come to the answer quicker than maybe others like the Galileo Project, and that's why I'm enjoying being on it. And not to blame anything, that there's reasons for the government being slow, and it's usually wrapped around a lot of laws passed by Congress to use taxpayer dollars with good stewardship.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think obviously the bureaucratic pace of government is what it is. That's just the way that this system works. But at the same time, I think that the congressional interest and Senate interest and the fact that we've had the hearing recently, it's all just serving as a way of providing a blueprint for people to find this an acceptable thing to be interested in. And then obviously the scientific and academic engagement that's coming off of the back of that, like the Galileo Project and UAPX and a few other different endeavors. I like you place a lot more faith in civilian initiatives and efforts than I do in government programs or any sort of disclosure process. What did you think of the hearings? Because a lot of us weren't exactly surprised at the lack of satisfactory answers from these two officials. What were your thoughts on the hearing?
I agree with you, Jay. This is very it was very perfunctory. Congress said do it, and they did it, and that's it. There's so much there, I'm sure. And I've testified in front of Congress, and I know exactly what was going through their heads. They had the answer to other people in the Department of Defense, and And they had to kind of stick to a script, really. And there's reasons for that. And because the department is very, the Department of Defense in this case, very slow to go out and it make policy. And whenever you testify on the Hill for a department, a cabinet level office, you have to really stay to the script because you, it's not your job to make policy. It's your job to follow it. And
yeah.
And they've not wanted to get ahead of this and really be wide ranging or thinking. They're still trying to figure out, I think, what they want to do. And it's just because the Department of Defense is so unwieldy. So that, again, going back, let's get some scientists and others, like you mentioned, NGOs to companies, media companies to go after this and maybe get a better answer sooner.